The Science of Being Queer, a look at LGBTQIA+ biology. Deciphering the biological nuances of LGBTQIA+ identity. The intersection of biology and LGBTQIA+ identity has been an area of considerable interest and research. It involves a complex interplay of genetics, hormones, and brain structures. While understanding these biological aspects is essential, it's crucial to remember that human identity is multifaceted, with culture, environment, and personal experiences playing equally significant roles. In this article, we'll dive deep into the science behind LGBTQIA+ biology, aiming to dispel misconceptions and foster greater acceptance. Genetics. Are there queer genes? Over the years, there has been a surge in studies aiming to find a genetic link to LGBTQIA+ identities. While no singular gay gene has been identified, research suggests that multiple genes might influence sexual orientation and gender identity. For instance, a 2019 study in the journal Science explored the genomes of nearly 500,000 people, uncovering several genetic markers associated with same-sex sexual behavior. However, these genes combined explain only a fraction of the variation in sexual behavior among individuals. These findings emphasize the importance of understanding sexuality and gender as a spectrum, with genetics playing a role but not being the sole determinant. Hormonal influence and brain structures. Another field of study involves the role of hormones during fetal development and their potential influence on gender identity and sexual orientation. Variations in hormonal exposure in the womb could lead to differences in the development of certain brain structures associated with gender and sexuality. Neuroscientific studies have observed variations in brain regions like the hypothalamus and amygdala among individuals of different sexual orientations. However, it's essential to approach such findings with caution, recognizing the risk of oversimplifying the vast complexities of human sexuality and gender. Debunking myths and misconceptions. One of the significant challenges when discussing the biology of LGBTQIA+ identities is the perpetuation of myths and misconceptions. Assertions like, being queer is a choice, or it's just a phase, are not only scientifically unfounded, but also harmful. Research continuously underscores the innate nature of LGBTQIA+ identities. For example, studies on identical twins have shown a higher concordance rate for same-sex attraction compared to non-identical twins, suggesting a genetic component. It's crucial, however, to use this scientific evidence responsibly, avoiding deterministic viewpoints and understanding the multifactorial nature of LGBTQIA+ identities. Diving into the science of LGBTQIA+ biology offers a fascinating glimpse into the intricacies of human identity. While biology provides pieces of the puzzle, it's essential to remember that individual experiences, societal constructs, and personal narratives are equally vital in shaping who we are. Embracing both the scientific and personal aspects of LGBTQIA+ identities allows for a more comprehensive, empathetic, and informed understanding, paving the way for greater inclusivity and acceptance. Glossary. Genetic link. Genetic link refers to the potential connection between certain genes and specific traits or behaviors. In the context of LGBTQIA+ biology, it explores the possibility of genetic factors influencing sexual orientation or gender identity. Hormonal influence. Hormonal influence in LGBTQIA+ biology examines how variations in hormonal exposure, particularly during fetal development, might impact gender identity and sexual orientation. Brain structures. Brain structures in this field of study refers to the examination of how differences in certain areas of the brain, such as the hypothalamus and amygdala, might correlate with variations in sexual orientation or gender identity. Myths and misconceptions. Myths and misconceptions about LGBTQIA+ biology include unfounded beliefs that being queer is a choice or merely a phase, which have been debunked by scientific research. Innate nature. The innate nature of LGBTQIA+ identities is the understanding that these aspects of identity are inherent and not chosen, as supported by scientific evidence. Twin studies. Twin studies in LGBTQIA+ research involve comparing the occurrence of certain traits, like sexual orientation, in identical and non-identical twins to assess the role of genetics versus environment. Multifactorial nature. The multifactorial nature of LGBTQIA+ identities recognizes that while biology plays a role, factors like environment, culture, and personal experiences are also crucial in shaping these identities. Frequently asked questions. Is there a singular gay gene? No, there is no singular gay gene. Research suggests that multiple genetic factors may contribute to sexual orientation and gender identity, but these do not determine these aspects of identity on their own. How do hormones influence LGBTQIA biology? Hormones, especially during fetal development, might influence the development of brain structures associated with gender and sexuality. Variations in hormonal exposure could contribute to the diversity in sexual orientation and gender identity. Can brain structure studies determine sexual orientation? While studies have observed variations in brain structures among individuals of different sexual orientations, these findings should be approached with caution. They do not definitively determine sexual orientation and reflect only part of the complex nature of human sexuality. What are common misconceptions about LGBTQIA+ biology? Common misconceptions include the beliefs that being queer is a choice or just a phase. Scientific research has consistently shown that LGBTQIA+ identities are innate and not something individuals choose. How do twin studies inform our understanding of LGBTQIA+ biology? Twin studies, particularly those involving identical twins, provide insights into the genetic component of LGBTQIA+ identities. Higher concordance rates for same-sex attraction in identical twins compared to non-identical twins suggest a genetic influence. Why is it important to view LGBTQIA+ identities as multifactorial? Viewing LGBTQIA+ identities as multifactorial is important because it acknowledges the complexity of these identities. It recognizes that biology, environment, culture, and personal experiences all play significant roles in shaping an individual's identity. How can understanding LGBTQIA+ biology foster greater acceptance? Understanding LGBTQIA+ biology can foster greater acceptance by debunking harmful myths and misconceptions. It highlights the innate nature of these identities and promotes empathy and respect for the diversity of human experiences. Special Reports by Dylan Marshall. RadioPowerStrike.com. The Innovation of Music.